This is Jerry Wells from Old School 100.3. I want to say right at the beginning that I totally support NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's directive banning Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling from active participation in the team's affairs. I support the other owners meeting to possibly force him to sell the team. That would be a good thing. The billionaire team owner's views on race are wrong, stupid, hurtful, destructive. Well, you can pick your own negative adjective. To me, there's no difference between him, with his black and Mexican girlfriend, and pre-Civil War slave owners who claimed that blacks were inferior but still slept with them when they felt like it. Slave owner and founding father Thomas Jefferson comes to mind with his slave mistress Sally Hemings. The worst part is that he's not alone in his racist viewpoint. In my opinion, the election and re-election of President Barack Obama brought lots of hidden racists out of hiding, convinced that the end was near. From Sterling's recorded rant to the killing of Trayvon Martin, it's obvious that the racists are trying to take this country back a couple of hundred years. Remember the young African-American woman who was shot to death when she knocked on a white man's door for help after a car accident? Remember the same thing happening to a young brother, a football player, after a traffic mishap? I believe that, like Trayvon Martin, had either of these young people been white, they'd still be alive today. All these incidents are just different points on the spectrum of racism, with its negative stereotyping and irrational fears. From white college students partying in blackface, to nooses hung on black workers and police officers' lockers, to the KKK member who was trying to kill Jews, and on, racism is alive and well in America. To many of us, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, myself included, it's incredible that in this day and age, people still think like that. But the evidence is undeniable. My friends, here in America, in 2014, black president and all, we still have a long, long way to go. This is Jerry Wells from Old School 100.3, and I'm just saying.